please do it over again.
The main problem of Shmuel when he went to America to get the passport, to get the American passport, to get the visa, the green card, to get a visa, to go to Uman, was Shmirat HaEinayim. Okay? The main thing was he was afraid, he was scared to death. Holiness in my eyes, what am I going to do with Alman in my eyes? Ooh. Anyways, the long flight to America is not exactly a little Simtat Hanan in HaSharim.
The airport and then getting to customs.
Yeah. Shmuel, the people who went with him to America, they said there was something, in the 12-hour flight, there was something unreal. Whenever he had to get up to the bathroom, whatever, the alleyways were empty. Whenever he had to get up, it's a long flight. And the few times that he had to leave where he stayed to go to shul, he used to go with someone escorted him, and he was with his eyes completely closed. He, in America, in the United States of America, he did not open his eyes even once out of the room where he stayed. Half a year. There was another thing that really, really was scaring him to go to America. And then at the Soya, Mash Shalim, everything is very simple, simple. Even being a tzaddikim, they're very simple. But in America, he was afraid there'll be dinners, there'll be this, they'll want me to come, I don't know what to do, consume and kavod, and I don't want this. He was scared that they would give him honor. Right? Therefore, he didn't want to stay in the Haredi areas. So where did he stay? Two things he was scared of to stay in Haredi areas. First of all, people are going to come. Might come and give him cover, Hashem Elachim. Terrified of that. And second of all, Rav Yoel of Satmar was then alive. And he loved Rav Shmuel very much. He honored him very much. He was afraid. He knew that if he didn't go there, Rav Yoel was going to call him to come to the Tish or whatever. And he did not want to go. He was afraid. Therefore, he stayed in the Lower East Side in Rav Tzvi Aryeh Rosenfeld's house. And right above Rav Tzvi Aryeh's house, Rav Chaim Kramer was living. They were a young couple with his wife. And they didn't have children yet. Therefore, that's where he stayed all day. Rav Chaim Kramer's house. I told you. It was a simple apartment. And Shmuel was inside all day in the room. And so, that's in the heart of New York. Rav Shmuel surrounded himself with 4 hours of holiness and Frishus, nothing to do with this world at all. In the little apartment in the Lower East Side, little room in Lower East Side, became a Kedusha Seret Yisrael in America. He turned it into a Yisrael over there.
Wait, didn't he have to go to like government buildings for his green card and passport?
No, they did it for him. The only reason why he left, he went to the mikveh and to shul. No. That's why he left the house. In the morning, mikveh shul, minchamar shul, go home.
I thought he had to be interviewed by a government agency to get a green card.
Whatever, I don't know what it was.
You see, it's possible to do it.
Of course! All depends on your will. Rav Shmuel, that time he ate even less and less. So, his wife, Kramer tried to convince him, you must eat. You're gonna faint. You're very weak. You're so skinny. You have to eat. No, he didn't want to eat. So, we also go to the mikvah. Chaim Kramer used to take him to the mikvah. It was a 15-minute walk from the house. Shul used to walk. His eyes completely closed, even though it was ice. It's dangerous to walk with your eyes. Dangerous to walk with your eyes open. You just hold your eyes closed, of course, more, right? Yeah, but still. Yeah. The Shmuel didn't, even the heaviest wind, they didn't care. Heaviest winter day. He walked. Went to the mikveh every day. So, I'll finish here.